coffee, Kush, and crystals. Welcome to our podcast. It's Magically Bree, and this is another solo session that I just had to bring to you guys because I had some motherfucking questions and I need help trying to figure this the fuck out. So let's jump right into it. You already know what I'm gonna do first. You already know. Because this is essential for now. For the time. So I'm gonna jump right into it. I'm back into the dating world after a few years. So I went on a date. And I realized that I really just wasn't interested, you know, as the date played its course. I feel like men and women can relate to that feeling. Like, when you're just not, you know, like, okay, this is cool, but, you know, it's not for me. But the date will continue, you know, whatever. So after the date, there was no communication. Which was cool because I wasn't interested or anything like that. So let me actually hop back to the date. So while we're on a date or whatever, I have one drink and the gentleman, because I'm going to still give him his respect. The gentleman had two drinks and some food. So at the end or whatever, he ended up just paying for everything. Mind you, I didn't ask. I was okay with paying my own tab. That's really how I come to the table. I don't ever expect anything. I'm always going to have myself covered regardless. If I'm out there doing it, I'm gonna make sure I'm taken care of regardless. So boom. Yeah, he ended up paying a tab. We leave. No words were exchanged after that. 5 days later, I get a text message like, hello. I'm like, okay, wasn't interested. So I definitely didn't text back right then and there. Wasn't. Didn't feel like I really needed to. But a few hours later, he texted me back and said, so you just gonna waste my time and my money? Oh, that's when shit got spicy. You gonna waste my time and my money? Y'all, when I say I looked at that text message and I was cracking up, like, I cannot stop laughing. I said, wait a minute, let me call my homegirl. I said, hey, yo, this fool texted me and said, so you gonna waste my time and my money? She said, well, hold up. He acting like y'all with the roof, Chris. I said, exactly. And he's acting like I asked him to pay for my drink, and I didn't. But at that time, you felt like, okay, as a man, I guess you was good to pay for it then, right? So 5 days later, you need that ran back to you, like you need a little reimbursement. Like, I don't have the 1040, bro. Like, you had it then, you should have made that back by now. I'm sorry. That's my energy. Like, don't ever bust through my phone asking for something that you extended on a date as a man. Now, even if it was me and I said, I'm paying for the first date, okay? I'm never going to bust down your phone if we had no communication and ask for my money back. I'm not doing that. In my opinion, and through my experiences, the date is the test run. So regardless if you're paying for it or not, you count that either as, it's just a toss up. You might lose out on that or you might continue to fuck with that person. Like, who cares? But my thing is, if you can't afford to be out here dating, don't be out here dating. You know what I'm saying? If you're ever going to have that type of response, men, please DM us on IG at Coffee Kush Crystals and let me know if this is what y'all out here doing so I could drag my ass up out the game right now. God damn. I feel like the dates are shut down for the rest of the year. I have to come back in 2022 and see what the fuck is popping then, because that threw me for a loop. It threw me for a loop. My friend asked me twice. She said, okay, I know I heard what you said, but can you tell me again? I said, yeah. That's how crazy it is. So what do y'all be doing in the dating world nowadays? Like, what's the protocols? What y'all got going on? Are there guidelines? Like, I'm a law type of person. Like, if we're going to move, we're going to move a certain way. And that's just period. If you don't have your own set of values and beliefs that you move on, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I'm saying? So I just felt like that was a little out of line, but you caught the right person because I'm goofy and that shit's really a joke. It really gave me vibes like, yo, if he knew where I lived, he would come to the door asking for the 1040. Baby, at that point, you on my property, so it's all game. But, but, like, was serious. And I'm like, golly, this is what y'all are doing now? What has it come to? Why has it come to this? And why the fuck didn't y'all send me a letter in the mail before I got out here and started fucking dating motherfuckers? But I just wanted to come to y'all with that because I thought it was very funny. And I want to hear, like, maybe some of the experiences that you guys have been going through with the dating world and, you know, operating in your spirituality and being faced with something that goes totally against that. And especially when somebody try to meet you at that same level. Like, a lot of people fail to realize that spirituality is a thing that people use to gain certain things from people. You know, it's more of a trend. It's more of a, let me see if I can get her because this is what she likes. Let me see if I can get him because I know this what he likes. And I don't have to really know shit. All I really have to do is just regurgitate some shit that I read and boom, I should be good, right? Wrong. Wrong. That type of shit may have you asking somebody for your 1040 back. Get the fuck off my line. Okay? Figure it out. Figure it out. But please, 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 let us know. Maybe some like weird ass date experiences that you've had or just shit that you be like, yo, you really did that? Like, what? I'm still cracking up in my head about it. Because when I first seen it, I was like, I was kind of taken aback. Like, who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know what you may need it for today, but the 1040 was gone. It was gone, baby. It definitely was gone. And if you're not in the realm or space to date in all aspects, don't do it. And that's just how I feel. That's my personal opinion. If I'm not stable mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, I'm not going to extend myself in spaces that I'm not ready to be in. I don't ever want to fucking have to text nobody and say, I need a fucking refund. I need my 1040 back for the one drink that I paid for that you fucking drunk. I don't want to be that person. I don't want y'all to be that person. Yo, what the fuck? So please, DM us at Coffee Kush Crystals on IG. And let me know what you thought about that experience that I explained. And maybe experiences that you've had too. That just came out to be foolery. Love as always. Peace as always. Pecs et amour.